Hello, everyone. This is the Laughing Buddha, and welcome to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries. Today, we're going to be doing a taste test on the Whole Foods Black Forest Dry Rubbed Salt Cured Bacon. For those of you who are familiar with Big Fatty, he has been going on and on and on about this Black Forest bacon. So today we're going to put it to a test. I've just finished my breakfast. I had the lovely bacon, the Black Forest bacon from Whole Foods. And I have to say, it is a real good quality bacon. It is tasting just fine, but I have to say that given its price point, I don't think it's going to replace my usual Trader Joe's thick-cut apple-smoked bacon that I normally buy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Today, we're going to put it to a test.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1117 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 9th of May, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to talk about different little shows I've been catching up on. Plus, y'all, we're gonna go to the mailbag. Big Fatty, you and your bags. Hello, winos. Big Fatty, where did that come from? I'll tell you in a second. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Y'all went to El Dentisto on Tuesday. And and when I say El Dentisto, I do not mean that Mexican dentist, Michael in Stuttgart. No, Big Fatty, no. It's like a torture chamber there. And y'all went to the dentist and clean bill of health. Oh, Big Fatty's got a healthy mouth. Big Fatty, you got a pretty mouth too. So your gentleman called Big Fatty. Anyway, I've been buying that $3 bottle of wine at the Whole Foods, and my hygienist said, Big Fatty, have you started drinking more coffee? I said, no. How about tea? I said, no. She says, how about red wine? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I have started drinking a little red wine, you know. And she goes, well, you've got some staining on the back of these teeth here, and it was just something unusual we hadn't seen in the past. I said, thank you for calling. She suggested I switch to white wine. Big Fatty, always a good solution. So, but y'all, El Dentisto went just fine. And y'all, on my way back to the coal mine, I went by the P.O. Box. But there was nothing there. Big Fatty, you're fooling us. You're pulling our leg. You're just pulling our leg. And y'all, I kind of expected that I would get exiting of the birth canal a gift ad for the Vons. Yo, hey, yo. Because, you know, people like to send stuff to Big Fatty instead of to the real person. Big Fatty, get your thoughts together. Now, y'all, before we go any further, y'all, I've let you down. I've let you down again, y'all, and I apologize for this, but y'all, coming up this Sunday, it is Mother's Day, y'all, and dear Gussie, y'all, despite what you may think of your mother, you only have one of them. And I know there are some of you saying, thank hydrogen. But y'all, it is Mother's Day this Sunday. And y'all, let me assure you that the wrath of a forgotten mother is much worse than putting up with a a mother that drives you crazy. Y'all, it's their job to drive you crazy. That's what mothers do. They drive their children crazy. And if you are a mother, please remember to drive your children crazy. It is your job. So anyway, y'all, speaking of people that are worried sick about Big Fatty, y'all just worried sick, and y'all, they, with good reason, with Big Fatty forgetting all these things, y'all, I got an e-letter from Julie, from Julie just, when did this came in? Y'all, it came in on the 4th of May. Y'all, it's been almost a week. Almost a week. Julie, y'all, she's very succinct. She is to the point, y'all. She says, Big Fatty, I'm worried sick about you. Y'all, that's it. But y'all, it's enough for Big Fatty to know that Julie's worried sick about me. And Julie, have no fear. I forget everything, but I'm doing fine. And don't be worried sick because, you know, Big Fatty had a good day at the El Dentista, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentista. Y'all, at the beginning of today's a little show, y'all, you heard the Laughing Buddha from the Scooter Diaries audio boo. And y'all, he was talking about trying the forest bacon from the Whole Foods. Now y'all, and maybe I was not clear because that Guru Nudie from Tampa, y'all, he did the same thing. Y'all, this is not, now they do sell the forest bacon prepackaged at the Whole Foods, but y'all, I am referring when I talk about this Bayfriend, y'all, I am referring to the black forest bacon that you get at the butcher case. Now y'all, the Scooter Diary says that the pound package of the black forest bacon is $8.99. But y'all, in the butcher case, it's $7.99. So y'all, and it's thick slice and all this. And y'all, by the way, you know, when I took Miss Kitty over to the Whole Foods, which, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, it does have a W. You know, I got him the surprise pound of the Bayfriend. And y'all, I got a call. I saw it on the Twitty. And so I called Miss Kitty. And y'all, he and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, y'all, they thoroughly enjoyed the forest bacon, and he was very thankful for the gift at. And y'all know, I don't know if he'll ever go back and buy his own, but y'all, evidently he was very pleased with the flavor. And for those of you who live in the UK, please insert a U in that, Big Fatty. The Laughing Buddha, y'all, he makes a point at the end after he's tried the black forest bacon, y'all, he makes a point of saying it is too expensive. Now y'all, I understand this. I trust me, I do, and I know that there are times that you have to, you know, we all have to live within our means, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I have said for many years, and maybe you will adopt this philosophy. Oh, wise Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, the old wise Fatty. But y'all, I buy this Black Forest bacon because I like it, okay? And you know what? Damn it, that's why I work. I work so that I get a paycheck so that I can have a few little things that really make me happy. So, y'all, I work and I'm going to treat myself to a few little things. Now, I don't go extravagantly overboard on lots of things, but y'all, You can't take it with you, and you might as well be a little bit happy on the journey to the end. Big fatty, you are just the old fatty, old wise fatty. But y'all, that's why I work. It used to be I worked for the good, so that I could buy the good orange juice. But y'all, the good orange juice gives me the GERD, and so I just no, it's pasteurized, big fatty. You can't do the pasteurized. It's just GERD. It's Gurgle City, yes. But y'all, this the Black Forest bacon, it really is a treat. It is a treat for Big Fatty. And y'all, you treat yourself to something good every now and then, because y'all, that's what life's all about, having a little something good every now and then. You know, whatever it is. Whatever it is, maybe it's a gallon jug of liquor or something, you know, with a nipple on it. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, Monday night, there were quite a few of you over there at the Pride 48. Y'all, I tell you what, since we're going to talk about the Pride 48, let's do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we had the State of the Station on Monday night over there at the Pride 48 at 8 p.m. Eastern, which, of course, is the only time zone that matters. And, y'all, it was me and that Adam Burns and that Joey Bukkake and Arthur, the Vista from the future. And, y'all, a couple of things came out. Joey Bukkake is going to be putting together a book of suggested things to do while in the Las Vegas, and he's also putting together some sort of a dinner with the Knights of the Round Table or something like that. I don't know what the hell it was, but on Thursday night or something, I don't know. And but there was discussion. Y'all, we got to see a picture of the room we're going to be broadcasting from, and what's going to happen. Y'all, if you've got ideas for seminars you'd like to hear on that Thursday, the 13th, there's going to be a sign-up thing over at Pride 48 where you can put that in, or things you want Joey Bukkake to put in the in the book. And Arthur, y'all, if you're podcasting, you're going to be podcasting during the Pride 48 event, just send a note over to Arthur at pride48.com. that's A-R-T-H-U-R, and just let him know you're going to do that. You're not big funny, you're out of time. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Anyway, Arthur's putting together the list of potential podcasters or podcasts, and so if you're interested in actually participating in the podcasting event, just send him a note saying yes, and you know, and help spread that word, y'all. And y'all, Big Fatty is still collecting the information on reservations, whether it be at the Luxor or at the Excalibur or elsewhere. You know, some of you may be staying at the Chicken Ranch. Big Freddy, we love the Chicken Ranch. That's where Aggie men get laid. Big Freddy. But anyway... But y'all, we've gotten a couple of other reservations. Y'all, that Jeremy the Yoka Jin, y'all, he is going to be attending. And y'all, we heard from the Turnip Head, we've got his reservation. So y'all, they're coming in. But do not delay in making your reservation, y'all, because the price will only go up. Yes, Big Fatty, we will do it. Yeah, guys, see y'all, since the Kim Beaver's Lodge is closed, and y'all, I'm so far behind over here at Spite and Big Fatty, y'all, I'm going to go over here a little more often. Y'all, that Peter G. Posted One of Big Fatty's foods that Big Fatty loves to hate. Y'all, it's the walnuts, and there's Big Fatty right inside that big old nut. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you and nuts. Y'all, Big Fatty is celebrating Baby Day by sitting inside the turlet. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Y'all, Melissa the Confused has posted a picture of Big Fatty loving on his pineapple princess. Big Fatty, you never looks better. And y'all, speaking of pineapple princesses, y'all, Melissa the Confused posted a picture of Big Fatty and the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. Y'all were both naked as jaybirds, and y'all were sitting there beside each other playing with our pussies. Big Fatty, please. Yeah, sweet Gussie. Y'all, I just want to read you a couple other things from over here at the mailbag. Y'all been thinking about different folks that live up there in the North Kakalaki, that Moose P and Stacy and Julie, who's worried sick about, I don't know if you knew that or not, y'all, worried sick about Big Fatty. And others, you know, they're voting on that We Hate the Homosexuals bill. But y'all, you know, let them hate. Just let them hate, you know, because what you give, you get back tenfold. So anyway, y'all, Moose wrote to me and says, Big Fatty, I heard you ranting on the cellular telephonic calls and the textimoniums. Y'all, that's when Momo calls Big Fatty. Y'all, the Momo called right before we went on the Big Fatty on the little show today. And he says, make sure your cellular telephonic device is included on the Do Not Call list at donotcall.gov, and it has to be renewed every 3 years. But y'all, he says, you can use the same site to report spammers that call your number. I've started reporting every unwanted call or text. It hadn't helped yet, but at least there's a block on the online form to rant. He says, be very careful with those testimoniums that you get. Recently, he had a company send him a testimonium, and it said that if he did not opt out, he would be billed $9.99 a month for a service. And he said, I thought I sent them a stop message, but I got billed for $9.99 on my next statement. The A2&2 did refund the money, but they also told him of a free service that they offer that will prevent any company from adding a service to your account. With it, a company can't add a service without my inputting a secret password. Looks like they wouldn't allow any company to add a service to my account to start with, but that's how they get you. Yes, Big Fatty! That is how they get you. Moose, good information for Big Fatty to pass along to everyone. Y'all, Paul has sent me an inappropriate cowboy and Indian story, and y'all, it's very short. It's very short. Y'all, the cowboy says, mind if I talk to your horse? And the Indian said, horse, no talk. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, there's several other things that came in, but y'all, we're just going to have to wait. Maybe we'll do them on Thursday. Y'all, going out later on this evening, on Wednesday evening, with members of the horror group, to include Granny and Miss Porter. Because y'all, today, Wednesday the 9th of May, y'all, it is Granny and Miss Porter's 25th anniversarium that they've been together. I mean, y'all, it's just unbelievable. They've been together that long, and y'all, quite frankly, I don't know what to say to them. Mark, do you have a suggestion what I can say?
Today, we're going to put it to a test.
Oh, well, okay.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.